Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Sechus Adar and Parakut Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecha to find Reziva Gahagon B'Karav Mamish. Now we just started learning what type of Nadarim a father or husband are able to be Mefer, and we had said that only something called Inui Nefesh, something that causes her pain or discomfort, is allowed to be Mufer by him. Now Rabbi Yossi had argued with Tanakam in the previous Mishnah how to define Nidra Inui Nefesh, and so Mishnah Beis picks up with Shitas Rabbi Yossi, V'Elohim Nidra Inui Nefesh. This is a type of Nedar that's called Inui Nefesh that the husband or father is allowed to be mefer. Amra, let's say a woman said, Kainam peirsa oilam alai. Kainam, all the produce in the world on me. So in such a case, Hareza Yachal Hafer, he's able to make for it, because that's something that will cause her significant pain and discomfort if she's not able to have any produce. However, if she said, peirs medina alai, the produce of this medina, of this locale, this area, is usher to me, so yavi la medina acheres. He would have to bring her from a different medina, and that's not considered nidra inoy nefesh. Furthermore, let's say she says, peirs chanmeniza alai, produce that comes from that storekeeper is usher to me, eino yachal hafer, he's not able to be made for it, because he could just go to a different storekeeper. However, if the only place he could get parnasa from, which means the only place he sold to on credit, is this store, so then Hareza Yafer, he is able to be made for it. This entire Mishnah, as we said, is Rabbi Yossi, and the reason why he's allowed to be made for this last nether that we just mentioned is because even though there are other stores, he's not able to buy from them because he usually buys on credit. And this is the only store he could buy on credit from, so it's like she's ossering all the produce in the world on herself. So that's why he can be made for it. And moving on to Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah tells us, let's say she makes a nether that she's not going to have any benefit from Brios, which means other people. Eino yachal hafer, he can't be made for that. That's because, number one, he's not considered Brios. He's not considered other people. He's her husband, and therefore he could give her benefit. And furthermore, she's able to get benefit from Lekat Shechan Peah, which are all the different parts of the field that have to be left for Aniyim. And when she goes into the field to take Lekat Shechan Peah, it's not like she's getting benefit from the field's owner. It's like she's getting benefit from Hashem, because Hashem said that this has to be left for Aniyim. And so this is not something that's called Nidra Inoy Nefesh. Now, it's important to note that the Rav points out that this is still Shitas Rabbi Yossi, but wouldn't pass like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore, this is actually considered a nether of Inui Nefesh, and the husband would be allowed to be made for it. And even if she doesn't asser everyone's Hana on herself, she just points out one particular fellow, and she says, I'm not allowed to get benefit from that guy. Even in that situation, her husband is able to be made for it. And why is that? Because of another reason that a husband's allowed to be made for Nedarim, not just Inui Nefesh, but because of Dvarim Shebeinoi Levena, something that's in between him and her, something that causes an issue between the husband and wife, is something that the husband's allowed to be mefer, as the pasuk says, bein ish l'ishtai. And this too causes issues between the husband and wife because it's a hassle for the husband that she's not able to receive benefit from that guy for whatever reason. So even in that situation, according to the halacha, her husband is allowed to be made for it. The Mishnah continues, let's say a person says, kainam kaihan mulvim nanim li, kainam anything the kaihan mulvim get benefit from me. In other words, all my stuff is usher to kaihan mulvim, and effectively he's trying to pater himself from giving them trumas hamaisris, yitla karchai, they can take trumas hamaisris against his will. He can't ask for Trumas and Maisers on Kohanim and Levim. However, if he says, Kohanim Elu, Levim Elu Nenim Li, those Kohanim or those Levim are not allowed to benefit from me, so those Kohanim are actually Aser and Yitlo Cherim, other ones would take Truman and Maiser from him. We're going to stop here for now and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Hay, continuing to talk about Nedarim that the husband is able to be Mefer. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.